For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding. Joining me is Sam White, our video producer, and Kyle Haglund, our senior audio engineer, to talk about video game industry news, including hacks and breaches. Guys, thank you both so much for joining.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
So, Fallout. We're a little behind the game here and the show, if you get what I'm saying, pun intended.
We?
And by we, Sam means just me, because we were waiting to record this episode until all three of us had watched the entire show. However, I have not had the chance, and I've only watched about two episodes, but Sam and Kyle, you guys have watched the entire show. So spoilers ahead, by the way, for anyone who hasn't seen the show and is interested, skip ahead a little bit or maybe tune into a different episode, come back later. Sam, let's start with you. Fallout. Tell us about the show. What's going on?
Oh, man. The show was awesome, to put it in one word. I watched it with my girlfriend, and her being someone with no knowledge of Fallout whatsoever, the game, any lore context, anything, she loved the show too, which is a great testament to the writing of the show, because I think that's where a lot of video game adaptations fall. Like, I don't know who they're writing for, but it's like they're not writing for the fans, and they're also not writing for the new people. It's just like these shows end up so terrible, like 99% of the time. Like, when I saw that trailer and it looked good, I was terrified, because I was like, please, this looks great. Like, I can't get my hopes up again. Like, I have to watch the show. So thankfully, it's great.
So Kyle, what about you? And tell me, like, did you have a favorite storyline so far in the show? Because it covers a lot of things from the games. It does pay homage to the games, but it doesn't just do fan service. As Sam is saying, it's legitimately a good television show. So tell us your thoughts.
Yeah, I myself actually haven't played the games, but I loved the TV show. I actually got my fiance Brianna to watch it with me, because I was like, oh, we'll just watch the first episode, we'll see how you feel. And we both fell in love with it instantly. I always love a good end of the world show, so this was definitely a fantastic one. My favorite storyline was definitely Lucy, because she started out in the vault, so you get to see the peace and calm of a vault compared to the chaos that's going on outside the vault.
One of my favorite parts about that was, and I didn't realize this, I'm a huge fan of the games, okay? I've logged hundreds of hours into Fallout 3, New Vegas, and Fallout 4. And I don't know if it was just my brain turned off and didn't process this, but all the vaults, all the different vaults are different experiments. In the Fallout universe, the company Vault Tech is experimenting on people, essentially shielding them from nuclear war, but also running experiments on them at the same time. I just thought that was the craziest thing.
Honestly, I think that's one of the coolest concepts of the show, which is later somewhat revealed in a way. Like, I'm not going to spoil, but there is a scene where it does list off, you know, these head honchos saying what experiments they'd love to run in their owned vaults. And then you get to see some of them, which is really cool. So I'm just like so excited for the show to continue. I already can't wait for season two. And then on top of that, there's just this huge resurgence in the games, which I'm not surprised about, because I never played them. And now I'm like, oh, I want to play a Fallout.
I believe Fallout 4 Game of the Year Edition already came up on the top sellers on Steam. It already popped up on the top 100 most played daily games, which Steam tracks. Just extraordinary. I would highly recommend it, Kyle, and to anyone else who hasn't played it.
What were the ones that you guys were saying were the good ones?
Fallout 4 definitely has the most players in terms of the Steam charts, but Fallout New Vegas is kind of the cult favorite. It's kind of the one the Reddit threads will always point to as like, that's the best Fallout. Of course, it's all up to personal opinion. All three of those I just listed are fantastic games. I'm just saying, me personally, I'm a Fallout 4 guy, for better or for worse. That comes with pros and cons, as I know Sam is nodding away at. But Sam, you actually played through the games. So Kyle's coming from the perspective of a gamer, but not of somebody who's actually played the games. You've played the games extensively, because we've talked about it all the time in the office. So tell us how that came together for you in terms of the show also.
I thought they did a great job with the fan service, because that is something that I've seen become a downfall to anything that tries to pull reference material from something else. I guess Marvel's kind of a good example of this, where I find now they tend to over-reference stuff. Like, there's always like so many Easter eggs, to the point where it's like, okay, like, calm down. But with the Fallout show, I found that all the little Easter eggs to the games were somewhat subtle. The entire set design is obviously just kind of one big reference to the games, because they kind of perfectly recreated everything that was happening in the games. All the vaults looked perfect. I think they did such a great job of capturing the atmosphere of Fallout, which is such a tough thing to do. I think The Last of Us show was the most recently positively received game show. Now we're two for like 500 at this point of like good game adaptations. Although I know, Paul, you have a different opinion about the show.
Well, what I'm getting at is, what are the other shows that you feel don't hold up that are video game conversions into could be a TV show or a movie?
The biggest one is definitely the Halo TV show. It's quite unfortunate what they've done with that. I remember reading that the writers kind of intentionally were trying to veer off from the games. And it's like, come on, man. Like a game like Halo, it is like watching a show or a movie. There's this cinematic element to the game. And a lot of these games, like they're already basically movies or TV shows that exist. So now you're trying to adapt it. But when you adapt a video game, you're basically taking away the control that a player had to choose stuff. So objectively, a video game has more potential for story than a show or a movie.
Right. I think in the case of Fallout, that's probably a bit more true because The Last of Us, relatively, is a linear story. You're going, it's essentially a level-to-level, very direct path. Although excellent games, of course. Fallout is much more the classic RPG elements of good and evil, helping people versus not, kind of being a wasteland menace versus the wasteland savior. And I think they kind of play off a lot of those characters. Of course, the names are escaping me, but the main ghoul bounty hunter guy in the Fallout show.
The ghoul.
The ghoul. Is that what he's called? Yeah. That is just the most fun character to me because although you can't be a ghoul in Fallout 4, you can just be kind of that gunslinger, wasteland roaming individual. And that's kind of what I loved about seeing that character come to life. Of course, he looks great with the nose being chopped off and all that stuff. So I feel like we're bringing to life some of the RPG elements into the show, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, another thing I've noticed from another successful video game series is that now titles are getting like snatched up like crazy. I don't know if you guys have looked into it, but I mean, all of like the very popular gaming titles are getting snatched up for movies and film rights.
Yeah, so it's interesting to me that all these series are being scooped up.
Honestly, I'm looking back now, and actually in the recent years, we've had a ton of really good adaptations for games. Like, I didn't realize how many good ones there were. I haven't seen Sonic the Hedgehog, but I heard it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Mario Brothers movie, people really liked that.
Oh, yeah.
There was Detective Pikachu. People really liked that movie.
I watched that movie. I got to say, it was way better than I ever thought possible.
I think that's kind of the new thought creeping up now. It's like, oh, wow, that was like way better than I thought it could be. Because we've just been bombarded with all these terrible adaptations.
But I think the Fallout show is actually just a good show, full stop, rather than, oh, that's a full show for an adaptation.
Definitely.
But yeah, did you have some other shows there?
I think the two big ones for me were the Castlevania show on Netflix.
Right, that was outstanding, yeah.
Which was animated. That was fantastic. I mean, that's one of my favorite shows of all time. I'd put it in like top 20 for sure. And also the League of Legends show Arcane. You don't need to be a League of Legends fan to enjoy that show.
Yeah.
I also hate League of Legends as a game, but I loved that show a lot.
So I think maybe our, for whatever it's worth, our thoughts can be simply there are good and bad video game adaptations. I think there are a couple that are super solid, full stop, no matter how you approach them. But maybe some others are really capitalizing more on the fan base for the games.
Yeah, I think sometimes we forget about the ones that are like kind of older, just like in an older category. So we don't really consider them as much as a game to movie adaptation, like, you know, Resident Evil. They've been pumping those out. I love the first Resident Evil, at least. I know they get a little weirder after the first one. Tomb Raider, another one that people forget about. That's also another game adaptation.
That started from just a game that wasn't anything before?
No, Tomb Raider was just game, and those were great. Those were really fun
movies.
Those
were big back in the day, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just the Halo show that kind of...
Yeah, the Halo show gave us all a sour taste.
And the Assassin's Creed movie, maybe.
Yeah, and that sucks, because I love Assassin's Creed. So.
Did you actually watch it, though? Did you watch the movie?
I heard way too many bad things. I just don't think there was enough in those games for them to, like, point out in a show that I was like, oh, look, you know, he's got the hidden blades. Like, you know, I know he's got hidden blades. Like, you know what I mean?
But they're hidden, Kyle. You're not supposed to know about them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I did want to close out here with one kind of fun thing. Maybe it's just more fun to me, but you guys tell me what you think. Is because we've been talking about Fallout, that was one of our formative games when we were coming up with the complete list of hacker video games, because there is that retro future aspect. You have the little computer on your wrist and you can go around hacking computer terminals, and eventually in the later games you can hack robots and things, which is just really cool. But one question I have for you guys to close out is, do we think of Fallout as a hacker game in a way? I know it's on the list, but the list can qualify anything with any hacking elements or hacking characters, which Fallout absolutely hits. But I'm curious if when we approach it, like Kyle, you haven't played it, but even from the outside, are we looking at this as some adjacent kind of hacker game in some way and hacker show even? Again, I'm only two episodes in, so I don't know if it comes in later. So curious what you guys think.
There's one scene where I thought she was actually going to hack something, the main character. I thought she was going to hack into this robot and like take control of it, but she didn't end up doing that. But it was crazy that my first thought was, oh, she's going to hack that robot, because my brain was wired that way. So you can build into that in the games. Like you can be kind of a hacker where you have like a robot army, or you can hack into the terminals. They have kind of a mini game with the words. The hacking is very interesting in Fallout. I'm not sure how to describe it exactly.
It's like a terminal, right? Mm-hmm. And then you can select words and then it bases. It gives you a likeness and then you have to select other similar words to actually hack and get past the terminal. Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah, so they had the exact Fallout hacking sequence in the games also in the show.
Yeah, that's really neat. Kyle, Sam, as always, thank you both so much for joining.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding. Joining me was Sam White, our video producer, and Kyle Haglund, our senior audio engineer. To follow more of our media, visit cybersecurityventures.com.